Coach, I guess first question is a pretty obvious one. Can you describe the emotions today after this tough loss and in your last game, Walter Brown?
Yeah, very tough, you know. I'll miss the place and everything about it. You know, the kids are the most important thing and have been great. People that are sitting there right now and the ones that sat there before them. So there'll certainly be some sad thoughts in my head. But, you know, the other part of the emotions were kind of based on this game that I thought we didn't quite get what we, you know, might have deserved. I thought they continued to play, continued to be resilient, continued to fight through some adversity, you know, a weird first goal that we came back and handled, you know, a couple more leads by Merrimack, and we came back, and then pretty strong, controlled third period where we had chances, and I had Matty Cardesi, I had Lacey Martin, I had Brooke Disher, and I had Catherine Fulham with, I don't know if they're grade A's, but they were probably B-plus chances in that overtime. And, you know, we can't quite get one in, get one there. And, you know, you leave on a real sad note. And I'm not worried about Brian DeRocher. I'm worried about those people that I was wishing there was another game in their future, you know, a trip up to Burlington. But we'll regroup and celebrate the seniors and, you know, continue to put them on the path in the next 4 or 5 weeks to start thinking about next year and what's coming next in their hockey and school careers.
Coach, just talking about the seniors, Julia Nears kind of took one last glance at Wally B. What has she meant to the program?
Yeah, I mean, she's been a consistent offensive player. She has, you know, sense and vision and strength and hands. And I told her after the game, I had said to the assistants that we needed her to score today. And when she did, I thought that was a good omen for the team. But, you know, general consistency throughout her career is the thing that I'll probably look at, that she was always able to, you know, get you points. And I tip my cap to her.
Coach, what did it mean to you to coach the women's program since the beginning, 15 years?
It was an unbelievable opportunity. I told people that it wasn't just a home run, it was a grand slam. And, you know, after a long run, 26 years on the men's side, this opportunity was on the table, and I looked at it as my alma mater, a hockey program that was going to be well-supported, quality student athletes, and maybe in a long range planning that it'd be the place I might retire. You know, there are people in my shoes that end up having to do one more thing because hockey comes to an end, but are they going to be scouts? Or are they going to work in another job? And for some people, it happens earlier than, you know, late in their career. And I was correct, because I'm sort of checking out now, awful happy that I did it, and grateful for everything that the young ladies and the support staff, the coaches, that all those people did were fantastic. And, you know, to be part of the aforementioned 45 years and six different decades coaching in the game, I'm awful proud to, you know, probably leave a legacy that I cared about people and continue to care about people. And I always felt like I tried to let people play relaxed out there, and for the most part, I think they did. There might have been some days of people gripping a stick too hard, but for the most part, I think they played hard. And I'll leave this game saying that nobody was too tight that game. They were executing, they were playing, but maybe didn't get quite what they wanted.
Coach, do you have a message for those that are going to be returning next year about what their future might look like and what you'd like to see out of them going forward?
You know, in a very informal way, I might get a chance to talk about that with the kids that are returning. I'm not going to try to steer their career. I'm not going to be, you know, in the way of the new coach that comes here. But I have a relationship with them. I have connections with them. And I think, it, as I said, in a very informal way, I hope to chat with each of them and make sure I know a little bit more about their most recent plans. As you know, your academic paths take little bit changes, you know, internships, things you're thinking about. And I want to stay connected for those reasons to assist them. And along the way, hey, maybe we get to a couple of real pieces of advice. I don't get super deep. You know, if somebody's got to get a little bit better with fitness, or somebody's got to get a little better with confidence, or somebody's got to just shoot the puck a little bit better, I'll probably give them one thing to think about, and not seven.
Yeah,